Walking Dead with Joel and Jeremy. My name's Joel.
I'm Jeremy. We are brought to you by Comeuppance Network. Check out all of our social media stuff at thisishowtowatchtv.com and email us at twdwithjoelandjeremy@gmail.com.
That is accurate as well if you'd like to support
because sometimes it's inaccurate.
That is why I said it. Just wanted to confirm I support and stand behind everything he has said so far.
Right.
If you want to support Jay and Jack, go to jayandjack.com /network/Patreon if you'd like to donate a little bit. What was the other one? /iTunes, I believe, are all of the appropriate links that you need to find all of the good stuff. And genuinely, I'm going to say that their Facebook group, while closed, is active. And it's nice to have a place to go, so check out the Jay and Jack stuff. It's a nice community they've built, and you're only hearing us because of that. So we are here for episode
5
of season 8, The Big Scary U.
The Big Scary U.
Capital U. The letter U. So like...
Like you were abbreviating the text to save two letters?
Right. But like university, I'm thinking, is what they're going with. Like the big scary, like this is a learning thing. I don't know. Not really.
Let's talk through it and see if we can come across why they called it that. I can't think of it.
I don't really know. Gabriel starts with a flashback with Gabriel. He doesn't want to die for nothing. He wants purpose.
What? So like 3 weeks we've gone on about. It's on?
No, I'm saying talk
oh,
at it.
3 weeks. Okay, 3 weeks. 3 weeks we've gone on about like... Not, I guess that we haven't talked extensively about it, but they're locked in the trailer. So Gabriel has a fucking automatic weapon, which apparently is empty.
His automatic weapon
was empty?
Like, okay,
that discussion was solved within the first fucking 3 seconds.
Right.
Fucking Negan steps out of the darkness and just tackles him and takes his gun away from him. Like, he's his little brother.
Okay.
Like, come on, man. Aim that motherfucker at him.
Yeah.
How is the first thing you didn't do was freeze? Like,
yeah, okay. I mean, yeah, he got his ass.
You know who he is.
Yeah, but that wasn't the flashback necessarily that we were talking about. But
flashback.
The flashback for Gabriel, where he was in the church.
Oh, that's where it started. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry.
I like your enthusiasm, though. We go to then Simon talking down to Gregory and making sure that he knows that he's his bitch.
Yeah.
And, you know, just pulling a power play there, and they
What did he say about his love? So fill your belly with my love?
Yeah, fill your belly
with my
love.
What the fuck kind of weird homo line is that?
Oh, he's so busted for saying homo.
Am I?
Yeah.
You have to cut it out of there.
Nope, totally not bleeping it. Damn it, I said it now. Son of a bitch.
Okay, listen.
don't post-fist it. Post-fist instead of... Preface instead of preface.
The line is really fucking strange.
Yes, fair enough.
Fill your belly up with my love.
Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure I said that in an episode of Blinkered, but it was talking about, you know, God filling inside you. But it sounded
okay.
Equally as
it's
disgusting.
It's a disgusting line, right? Sorry. Okay. It's a disgusting line said man to man in a homosexual manner or in a regular sexual manner. It's either way, a heterosexual manner.
He said regular sexual, hashtag regular sexual manner.
You know what I meant.
I know.
I'm talking
That's
myself into a corner
part,
now.
Yeah, it's the best. I'm just going to let you keep going.
You know what I mean, though?
Hashtag
like,
regular sexual
It's
matter.
A disgusting thing to say from a man to a man or a man to a woman.
Right. Yes. Fill yourself on my love.
Fill your belly with my love is a horrible thing to say to anyone.
So then we cut to... where they sit at the Sons of Anarchy table, where Negan's at the head of it.
Oh, is that what it was?
Like, yeah, the Sons of Anarchy table. It's just reminding me of Sons of Anarchy.
Or the map table on Game of Thrones.
Yeah, exactly. No stuff map. Like that. Negan likes killing the right people. He tells, this is when they're, this is
at
before.
The right time. In front of the right people.
This is before Rick and them attack.
Before they pull up and right. fire the five shots or four shots.
But they kill, you know, kill one, save 100 more. That's what they do, hence being called the saviors. Gregory going, oh, that's why. Like an idiot. I don't know. Dwight goes out for a smoke, and Gregory thinks he can stop the conflict before it starts. And Negan's like, yeah, no, are you the guy anymore, though? Because they totally, the widow sent an army of your people here to us, so it doesn't really seem like you're the guy anymore. And obviously he's not. He called him a hashtag thin-dicked politician.
And then talked about his dick some more. Negan talks about dicks a lot.
Okay. So that is a fair observation.
I'm not saying anything. Just saying he talks about dicks a lot. He's mentioned them quite a bit this season.
When they showed where they were sitting and they showed all those windows, I thought for certain those were going to be the ones that they shot out later on. But they didn't.
It seemed like they walked right out there, too.
Right. It looked like those would have been... Oh, no. Well, then if they walked straight out, then it
seemed like they walked right out there and started talking to him. Like they were sitting right there.
So those windows should have been shot out. Or shot out at some point.
When they were meeting later.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just thought maybe there was going to be something to that. And no, not the case. Oh, yeah. So they're talking... what's his name?
I mean, there was daylight behind the door.
Right.
When they opened the door, there was daylight, and he walked out, and you could hear him start talking, like, while Eugene was, like, waiting back. You could hear...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he started the scene from the other... From the
so, like, it was
episode.
Obviously right there, like, right outside yeah. of that room.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right, the windows in that room should have been open shut out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, what's his name? Simon is, like, getting a little... overstepping his bounds a little bit. And, like, coming up with plans and shit, and Negan has to sort of put him in his place and tells him that people are the foundation of what they're building. And that, you know, they're a resource, and plan A is taking Rick, the widow, and the king alive. King asshole, is that what he called
king
him?
King asshole, right.
We kill the right people in the wrongest way possible and make them all watch. We hear the synchronized shots from a few episodes back, and that's when they walk outside. And what's his name? The guy that was that stopped the guy from beating up Richard at that one transaction at the meet between the kingdom and
Gavin?
Maybe. Yeah, that sounds.
I think that's his name.
Okay, well, let's
Simon is the dude with the Shane teeth,
right?
And
the Shane teeth.
Gavin.
Hashtag Shane teeth.
Gavin's the sweaty dude who was handling the transactions with Morgan.
Right, he mutters Jesus Christ as they walk out there. So he seems almost like, I don't know, he seems reluctant.
Oh, yeah.
He seems almost more reluctant than Dwight, who's actually, you know, working against them.
Do you think somebody, like, okay, so by the end of the episode, we know Eugene knows it's Dwight.
Correct.
Do you think anybody else has an idea? I mean, like,
Negan's
listen,
pretty smart.
I guess, yeah, Negan's smart, but... When they were sitting there without Negan, which is the scene that we're on, right? They're sitting in
no,
that room.
No, everybody, Dwight is preying on the fact that Eugene is the obvious choice. He's the obvious suspect. I think he's using that to his advantage to stay more low-key than...
Right, but the conversation about the traitor happened while Negan was gone, right?
It started then, yeah.
Yeah.
They finished
so,
it
but
at
like,
the end.
But they,
yeah.
Yeah, but like by the... Like... Even though we know, like, I thought it should have been obvious to the people in that room who it was.
That it would have been Dwight?
Dwight. Like, yeah. He was, like, not
but
subtle.
But Eugene, he's
well, I guess he's
awkward.
Who, I guess he's who they would be focused on. But, like, Dwight obviously deflected in that situation. Like, he didn't, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean,
he
it
even
seems
sat back and thought
us,
for
yeah.
a minute about what to say. Like, I don't know. It was just like, wow, everybody should know it's you now.
Yeah.
And like nobody's got a clue, but I guess nobody's as smart. Like, do you think Negan knows? Negan, I think Negan knows it's Dwight.
Yeah, you think he's just gonna? I
he's
mean,
just
it seems
stringing
like
him along.
The, yeah, it seems like the kind of thing. Well, speaking of Negan, he and Gabriel are in the trailer, and you know
that's when the tackling happens. They start talking, and okay, gotcha.
They call Rick an asshole, then Negan an asshole, and Negan killed Glenn and Abraham, but he didn't get them killed. I thought that was an interesting distinction to make for Gabriel. You know, like, I didn't get them killed, but I did kill them.
Right.
You know, that's on Rick. Gabriel stopped for Gregory because he fears a fruitless death. And he's like, maybe this is the reason that I did what I did, so that I'd end up here so I can take your confession. And that was a cool... This show, if it does one thing right, it is teases. They are good at getting you hyped up about something going into the opening credits or ending an episode, for the most part. And yeah. It's like, what? You know, that's one of those lost kind of things.
No.
It's like, what? Okay, now I got to come back for the next episode.
Are we going to talk about Negan's confession right
now? Sure, we can.
Or are we going to just go scene by scene here?
I mean, I don't care. I'm just kind of breezing through them so we don't get too in detail about all the scenes. I don't want to spend an hour talking about it. You know what I mean? But I do think this was a great episode.
It was.
Despite what people seem to be hating all over the place on this.
Well, you'll have to explain what they hate about it to me afterwards.
I'm going
to
read
You know me. I'm not the biggest Walking Dead head.
That's not a thing.
It is now. Hashtag the Walking Dead head.
Hashtag Walking Dead head.
Come on, that's just good. That one
like
phrase is
going
to propel us to fame. It's going to go viral.
Walking Dead head.
Hashtag the Walking Dead head.
There's no way that's not already a thing.
There's no way it's not.
It has to be a thing already.
So, like, I'm not one way or the other on it, to one extreme or the other. It's good. It's quality television. I'll tell you that much.
I
don't want to sound like the get off my lawn guy. I'll tell you that much, but you know what it is. It's quality television.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's not good. You know what I mean.
It's not good. He says. Well done.
God, I mean, I am
wait a word.
Not, I am terrible.
Way
today.
To use the best words.
You're gonna have to just scratch his podcast and start over.
Rick and Daryl, they're interrogating the guy at the
episode
gun truck.
Five. The big nasty you. Sorry.
Scary.
I fucking screwed the start over up. Fuck sake. Anyway,
that's why we're not selling the start over. It never happened. They're interrogating the guy from the gun truck, and he tells them that, you know, nobody survived. And they're like, bullshit. And he's like, okay, fine. Me, the king, Axeman, and
the
short-haired psycho chick.
Axeman, because he cut somebody in half vertically.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah,
Axeman.
No, he's the Axeman. No, he earned it.
But this guy's last words, he's like, now they're all gone. And me too. Dies. I don't know why I snored. But
and
yeah.
Rick gets down on his knee.
Yeah, immediately. The guy was just about to sit up and go, I'm not dead yet. I was just playing. I'm dying for sure.
A few more minutes. Ah.
Yeah, but no, he gets stabbed right in the head before that happened. Negan has nothing to confess. Gabriel became a priest because he loves God and people. And Negan says he likes to help people through his weaknesses, through their weaknesses too. Simon and crew in the meeting room discussing if Negan's dead. They're all Negan's, blah, blah.
You know, yeah, that's falling apart, it seems.
Yeah, that doesn't work. We've clearly seen that I am Negan means nothing.
To anybody else besides Negan.
Negan, right. Yeah,
and
good
Lucille.
Point.
Negan's the guy with the bat and the leather jacket.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
His fucking little drop the mic rhyme at the end.
Good stuff.
Come on, man. What was it? What did he say?
I wrote it down.
I got the leather jacket and Lucille.
And the nut sack made of steel.
Yeah, the nut sack made of steel.
Yeah.
God, how long did you work on that, man? Right. Jesus.
Eugene's telling...
It would be funny if somebody in the audience or like down there and he was like...
Right.
Did you... Really? Yeah. Nobody's doing that because they don't want their head bashed.
Yeah, exactly.
He gets to make all the stupid rhymes he wants.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got nuts made of steel and Lucille.
Mm-hmm. Eugene's telling them their plan isn't adequate, and they're saying that someone in here made everything out there happen.
But it didn't look to me like they were all like, unless I missed it, were they all like looking at Eugene? Like
Eugene was looking suspicious, and then Dwight in the background was looking suspiciouser. And Simon comes up in between them and pretends like he's going to talk shit to him, and then he's like, I like your initiative.
Right.
You know, kind of thing.
Because he doesn't know what to do, so he's going to take cue from the first dude who steps up and knows what to do.
Yeah. In Dwight's room, Eugene comes in with pickles as a gift. And Dwight Pun made intended. Some chess pieces, and he gets some pain on his hand, or on his thumb, that comes into play later, obviously. He gets why he's a suspect. Yeah, this is that thing that I wrote down, or that I copied from Reddit, because I wanted to talk about it, because I didn't know what the fuck they were talking about. It seemed like they had made a connection that I didn't. Turns out the episode that I downloaded was missing the last 4 minutes. It just faded out after Negan spoke, and it like went on Eugene, and then boom, just went to black. And it was like that's
it
the looked, end of it.
It like it could have been. Like
it could have easily been the end of it.
Okay, yeah. It would have been kind of like an ending, but like...
It's like, okay, we're picking up there next time.
Right. No, instead they snuck a helicopter in there.
Right. So
what?
Hold on. Negan, that's because that's so cool. I want to talk about it properly. Negan and Gabriel. Negan says he helped kids before this just to show them the way because they'll be fuck-ups if you don't, basically. Negan says he's weak, but not for killing the innocent. He's like, you can use your weaknesses to drive your strength, and the last guy in charge allowed people to be weak. Negan makes him strong, which makes the world strong, and says Gabriel's his new project. Gabriel's like, I'm strong. He's still trying to get a confession out of Negan, and absolution costs him nothing more than saying the truth out loud. And he's like, he was asking about killing the people inside as slaves and his wives as like lines of questioning for Negan to feel like he should have some remorse about. And he asks, was there a first wife before all this?
Okay.
To have and to hold. Now, it obviously has to be, her name was Lucille, right? I mean, doesn't that seem like...
I mean, it's
like
pretty obvious.
She hasn't
but
confirmed that yet.
They haven't confirmed it. Do you think he was telling the truth?
What's that?
About everything he confessed? Or do you think he was just trying to get him out of the bathroom?
He wasn't in the bathroom yet. They were just talking. This is right when Gabriel takes his gun and tries to shoot him and then runs in the bathroom.
Okay.
And Negan realizes right at that moment nobody's coming for them, so he has to make a play.
Right.
Now they have to do something. We go to Rick and Daryl where gas is leaking out of the truck and they find a bunch of explosives in there. And Daryl wants to blow up in the sanctuary and
as soon
this.
As I saw the dynamite, I was like, ah, they're going to blow up the guns. Somehow or some way, they're going to blow up the guns.
Yeah, really?
That's what went through my mind. As soon as I saw Daryl putting that shit in his bag, I had flashbacks to fucking Arst and fucking...
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
The sweating dynamite aboard the Black Rock. Anyway, I that's the first thought that went through my head was like, oh, they're going to blow up these big-ass guns. Because the guns are on the back of that truck, the big guns.
Right.
I was like, they're going to blow up these fucking guns.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's going to be a mistake. Something.
So where's
and then
the
they
RPG?
End up fucking fist fighting. What the fuck was that about?
Well,
really?
because he wanted to go blow up the sanctuary, and Rick's like, motherfucker, we have a plan.
I get it, but like, you've been sticking together this long, you're going to reduce to choking him the fuck out over this? Like, it doesn't seem, it seems kind of out of nowhere. Like,
I like how when they're
they
fighting,
really torture Daryl that bad for him to want to be like,
no, it's not like he's attacking Rick for that reason. Because he was tortured. I think it's more, okay, I see what you're saying, that he wants revenge on them so bad that he would fight Rick over it.
But Rick wants
to. I like how
to,
when they're fighting,
but Rick wants
Eugene
the workers.
Yeah, of course he does. And
he wants,
yeah,
he, yeah.
And
which is
like,
a good
it.
Play. That's it. You want that play. You want you can't win without that play.
I concur. But the way they cut to Eugene playing the boxing game,
yeah,
real quick, and then
good.
The power just shuts off.
The old Atari fucking.
Yeah. It looked awful.
It was terrible.
So now the truck's on fire. It explodes as they run away from it because he threw the fucking explosives at the truck. He could have thrown them any direction.
He threw
them
on top of the truck, right?
Yeah, to get away from Daryl. He could have thrown them anywhere. There's 360 degrees.
How did they catch fire, though? It's just old dynamite? Just the same reason, like...
How did they catch fire?
Yeah.
The truck started on fire.
They showed the truck leaking gas as he walked up on it. But, like, where did the spark come from?
I don't know. It just happened from the truck. Like, you know, like something shorted or something.
Okay.
You know, because I think it was still on. It's not like they would have
shut
it off.
Right?
Yeah,
okay.
So there was something running through
I mean,
there.
Like random car explosions happen in movies and TVs all the time.
Right.
So, like, it just happened.
Yeah, why? Well, if that's our biggest question about the episode.
No, I'm not. It was just...
Yeah, it explodes.
I don't want to be that dickhead. Where did the spark come from?
Right, exactly.
There was no spark. Nobody saw a spark.
I've never seen this spark. What is this, a magic spark?
Magic spark, just vehicle magically catches on fire. I'm going to call the fucking Mythbusters.
So these
dumbasses.
They're
going to butt the magically misty exploding vehicle myth.
Like you said, they blew off their guns and now the explosives. Fucking idiots.
They lost both fucking Trump cards.
The Jeep won't start.
I hate that term.
The Jeep won't start.
Did it last time, too.
Rick says there's a plan. Daryl says they got to win, and he's like, chokehold is illegal, asshole.
Right.
And he's
like, so I'm
yes,
walking.
It is. And then the Daryl drives
illegal.
Off. Illegal.
Why is the chokehold illegal? This is there's nothing like when he said the word illegal. I laughed. I was like, illegal. Like what?
Right.
To whom? By whose terms? Like what? This is the fucking apocalypse, bitch. Nothing's illegal.
Right.
Well, I'll choke you the fuck out.
But Daryl acknowledged it was. He's like, yes, it is. I mean, it's just code, I think.
It's just
code
guy
about, code
is a cheap shot.
There you go, guy code. Back to Negan and Gabriel. Negan's trying to talk Gabriel into making it inside. Gabriel confesses to locking his congregation out of the church, and every day he works to lessen that failure. He offers Negan absolution again, and
so he gave a little reminder as to what.
Yeah.
What his little backstory was.
He says he will show him that working together as equals is the only way to grace, only if he confesses. And Negan says his first wife was a real wife, his only real wife, and till death did they part.
Or till death did them part. Right?
Yeah. She died before this.
She got sick before this.
Right.
Died during this.
He said it. Okay, that must have been what it was.
He said
yeah.
she got
oh,
sick
yeah.
before this, and then... she died during this.
Yeah, he said, he goes, oh no, he was meaning this, the saviors. She died before this.
I thought he was talking about the zombie apocalypse.
No, because then he goes, I lied to her and screwed around on her. She was sick, and when she went, it was during this.
During this.
Yeah.
I thought he was talking about the apocalypse.
Then he was talking about the apocalypse. Before, he was talking about the savior compound idea, this Negan thing, this whole persona. She died before this, and then, but she was sick before the apocalypse and died during it.
During the apocalypse,
yeah.
Right.
Kind of thing,
right.
If that makes sense. It's three.
No, that's
but,
what
yeah.
makes sense. You were confusing me with the other stuff.
Yeah.
You were like throwing other things in there.
Oh, he was saying she died before this. He was talking about their compound, this place that they were in, literally.
Oh.
Like before the, what is, what
no,
the hell
he was
they
just
call
saying,
the
he,
savior
I don't think,
compound?
I don't remember exactly what he said. I thought he just said she died during this. I thought he was referring to the apocalypse in general.
Yeah, he went back to it.
But
is what
that
I'm
was,
saying.
I would imagine that all that happened to him before. This is me guessing because he didn't give us a timeline, but all this is what turned him into Negan.
Correct. That's what he's. That's right. That's what he offhandedly said. He
right.
goes, "She died before this, meaning this group of the saviors, but she was sick before the apocalypse and died after it started. But after that is what made him into the baseball bat carrying
right
leather
guy
that we know
working.
Now,
okay.
which makes perfect right. sense that
right.
he would lose his shit after losing his wife." But he said he cheated on her, so...
Well, he said he was cheating on her. So here's that, like, here... Right, okay.
So he couldn't put her down. He was weak.
He couldn't kill her.
That is, that
now,
is what
the question
he will confess.
Is that they... I was waiting for consequences to that.
What do you mean?
Like, did she kill their kid or something? Because he couldn't kill her. Did she have
Maybe.
A daughter named Lucille?
Okay, that could work.
And
that's
the, wife,
the first Lucille
zombie,
thing.
The zombie
I've heard
wife
him or
killed
her.
The daughter.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, no,
because
that makes
he
sense.
Couldn't, because he couldn't put her down.
I mean, that's exactly Morgan, but yeah. That's exactly what happened with Morgan. He couldn't put down his wife, and she killed
the son.
Son
went out there and
yeah.
got killed. So wait, they already did that then, so
yeah.
that wouldn't be...
Well, they'd never repeat things on this show. They'd never repeat themes like getting guns.
Getting the guns and losing the guns.
Mm-hmm. So Gabriel forgives him, and he gets punched in the face for it. They have to risk eating it by eating it, he says. They smear the guts on themselves, and they make a bunch of noise, then let them in and stand perfectly still. Then they walk out through the herd, and they make it through.
Another repeated tactic.
Yeah. It works.
Well,
I
yeah.
mean, there are rules in this world.
No,
and, like,
and they get to use those rules to yeah. their advantage. Just like, kind of like Sasha using her own death as a weapon.
Correct.
Like, I was thinking about that while we were watching the post. Like, people can actually use suicide as a weapon.
Right.
if they use it in the manner that she did. Mm-hmm. It was a surprise.
Even though it didn't
attack.
Work, but yeah.
It didn't work, but it was pretty damn close. To an extent, though. It did fucking throw him off. It didn't kill right. Negan, but it fucking threw off his whole little deal that was going on right there.
Yep.
The fact that he was going to use her against them, that was negated at that point. Everybody started fucking shooting.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah.
In the meeting room, they were expecting a delivery. They blame Rick. The workers are coming up the stairs, and Simon says they cut the power to save fuel. And, you know, it's a we're sharing.
So did the power just run out because they ran out of fuel? Yes. Because nobody's refueling the generators or whatever?
Something
because,
to that effect,
because
yeah.
The workers are all, they can't go outside.
So Dwight steps up as it's about
generators
to go down.
Obviously have to be outside or everybody in the building would die of carbon correct. Monoxide poisoning.
Dwight steps up as it's about to go down between Simon and the workers. They say they need water. They ask about Negan. What's her name? You know, I am Negan. Regina shoots someone who pulled a gun.
Right.
And then Negan whistles and everyone kneels. And that's where we get that. I wear a leather jacket, have Lucille, and my nutsack is made of steel.
My nutsack is made of steel.
Negan is going
another
to shower.
Another dick reference.
He's going to shower, then investigate how this happened. And have a sandwich, I think he said in there. Then they get back to saving people. And then someone says, thank God for you, Negan.
Right.
And, you know.
Gabriel looks all like.
Yeah. Hmm. In the meeting room, they found out the gun came from the armory, and Eugene sees red paint on the bag and figures out it was Dwight. I mean, I don't know how, when Negan then talks to Eugene, and Eugene has to solve the problem or die. He'll die quick if he tried hard, you know, but if he fails, he dies no matter what. And then Negan's like, yeah, I have your back. Yeah, that sounds like you just said you were going to kill me if I don't solve this. So he's got the solution. So this is our full
but
circle
he's
for
kill
Dwight.
You quick to spare you all the suffering.
But he's not going to die for Dwight. He's
no.
going to rat out Dwight. He knows that it was Dwight.
So Eugene's going to turn into a character we hate now?
What do you mean, turn into? He's already become that with this whole storyline. Dwight is already... I told you Dwight was going to be a sympathetic character before he goes.
No, I...
They're going to
before
do,
he goes, like, dies?
Like, dies. Like, that's what they're
so
leading
up to. So you
don't think
Dwight's might going to replace Eugene in the... In, like, the group? Not necessarily replace him, but like,
Eugene's
know.
Coming into the group.
I'm talking about in Rick's group.
No.
So you think Dwight doesn't make it? Is what
correct.
You're
okay. I think Dwight is going to help exact some change, but he's ultimately going to die. And we're going to feel bad for him because
and Eugene
he will
too,
have...
then.
Eugene, he's going to stay, I feel like. He'll be
so
there
then
for
he's
going to
be back with Rick's group? At...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Well, because they eventually have to win this war or whatever it is, right?
Eventually.
To get to the old Rick, flash forward?
Possibly, yeah.
Daydream. It was a dream. It was just a daydream.
Just one day.
They haven't and they haven't gone back to that. It was just a dream. It was just him fucking...
Okay, so speaking
think of...
Think
of the outcomes
of
starting a war
speaking of things
with
that
Negan.
Could have just been a dream, did Rick really see a helicopter?
See, that... And you know what? As awesome as that was, the way he... After that, the way he was like... Like, was kind of like a little suspicious. So, I don't know, man. It seemed pretty fucking real.
I mean, I hope it's real because that's the most interesting thing that's happened
like
in forever.
He came up on another group who kind of looked like the Garbage People a little bit.
It was the Garbage Pail Kids. It was them. It was absolutely them. That's who he was walking up to. He's going there to try to make another deal.
Another
with them.
Deal. Well, he knows they'll flip-flop, so... Yeah. Why not try to give him a better deal? But who was the fucking helicopter then? I thought he was going up to the helicopter people. I thought he followed the helicopter.
There's rumblings that it might be the tie-in from Fear the Walking Dead. But I don't know what happens in that. I haven't watched season 3.
Like,
yet.
How quickly can they catch up to this timeline? They're like a year and a half in or something, aren't they?
I don't know. Who is a year and a half in?
We are right here. What does this
no,
timeline?
We're... I don't know. It's under 2 years, but that doesn't make sense with how much older
I just said a year and a half.
I know. I don't think that's the case, though. I don't know. It can't possibly be that we're supposed to believe Carl has grown that much in less than 2 years.
Dude, come on, bro. You have kids. You know how fast they grow up.
But it doesn't go from Sawyer to Lena in 2 years.
He was older than Sawyer when it started.
Not
he
much.
He was 10 when it started.
Okay, maybe 10, yeah. But he's got
to
go,
dude. They go from 10 to fucking 12, and that shit happens quickly, man. I'm telling you.
I mean, maybe they planned that exactly so that he could grow up on the show, but I feel like eventually they're going to have
There's no way they can anticipate how tall and lanky he would get. I mean, that's probably what it is. He's just kind of a lanky kid. He just got tall and lanky. Like, he still got the same kind of young face.
Yeah.
I don't think it's out of place at all.
Do you think Rick saw the helicopter? Yes. Like, for real? I think it was real, 100%.
I think it was real, yeah.
And that shit interests me more than anything.
That's a discussion on like Reddit whether or not he actually saw
it. It was just a thought.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why would he hallucinate that? Because when you hallucinate something, it has something to do with your. You don't just hallucinate something random shit, right?
Because he's.
It has something to do with your subconscious.
You notice he wasn't with anybody.
I did know that. I noticed that. Like, I noticed the weird face he made. Like, after he had to, like, step back himself and go, did I just fucking see a helicopter? Like, was that real?
Because that would be game-changing, the helicopter.
Just one helicopter?
Well, a helicopter to be able to go. Yes. You imagine where you could travel. All I've been talking about is moving, making this place bigger, making the world smaller.
One helicopter isn't going
to
do that.
But a helicopter could get you to a fleet of helicopters, potentially.
Potentially. But helicopters use up fuel really fast.
Right. Like,
they don't travel far. They're not meant for far travel.
Right. I mean, you could have a bunch of fuel on the helicopter and land it every so often and fuel back up. And
they're also very specific as far as how much weight they can carry up and down. Like, I don't know, you'd be able to carry people. Listen, this is getting the specifics of shit that I don't know about.
No,
but I do
saying,
know that like helicopters are very, like,
went
that helicopter that we saw fly over was not a big helicopter.
Right.
It looked like a regular, like, you know, everyday kind of
I thought it looked army-ish.
It did, but it didn't look like a Black Hawk helicopter.
No,
that's
it's not
meant
massive,
like...
but it looked like it could hold a little something. You know what I mean? Who knows? I'm sure we're going to follow up on it, but...
I'm sure, too, but like, as far as it, like...
That would
like,
could
I get
open them
sort
up
sort of
to...
a game-changer, but, like, I don't think, like...
Even if it was just go up in the air, imagine if Rick could just go up in the air, like, with a drone and just look around. I mean, that's invaluable.
So, like, drones weren't a thing before the shit went down, right? So he's not going to go find a drone. So
he's
like
not
going to
go
find
a drone. That'd be like the shit if they just found
like,
a drone.
We have to... Oh, man, that's an interesting discussion. Where was technology when the shit went down as opposed to where we are right now?
Right.
Like, there was no iPhones, right? Like, they didn't have cell... They had cell phones, maybe, but they didn't have any, like... Like, it wasn't a huge, like, embedded network like it is now. And, like, the internet wasn't that big of a thing.
Yeah,
like,
it was probably 2010, because this is the eighth season, so 2009.
So what, the iPhone would have just come out?
It would have come out 2 years
prior.
That's
got the best phone ever and the fucking world ends.
Right. Yeah, ain't that a bitch? So, the last thing we see then is Eugene, he's talking to Gabriel, he's trying to bring him a pillow and stuff, and he's like, hey, you know, we've eaten dog together. Just thought that was a funny fucking line. You know, oh, that's the bonding experience, having eaten dog together. He's like, that means something, right? And then he goes in. Now, what do you think is wrong with Gabriel?
I was just thinking the same thing. I have no idea. Did he get bit?
That's what I was thinking. What if he got scratched or bit and he's dying? And that's why he's all hot and sweaty. Sweaty is a symptom of...
Yeah. No, that's the first thing I thought was like, oh, shit, he got bit or he got scratched.
Right. It would make sense.
Scratch didn't cross my mind, but that's exactly how, like, the first thing happened that they had to deal with in the group was what's-her-face getting scratched.
Yeah.
Her sister or whatever.
So, but he says he's only there to see Carson, Maggie's doctor. Who?
What's her name? The blonde chick whose sister died?
Andrea?
No, Andrea.
Yeah, her sister died.
Yeah, but did Andrea die?
Yeah.
I forget how.
She was locked in the room. She was tied up in a chair in the place where the governor was, and that dorky dude with the glasses came back and ate her. Like, she had killed him, but she was tied up in a chair or something, locked in a room, and
he came back
and killed her.
And then they found her, right? Yeah. And she was a zombie?
I think so,
yeah. Like, everybody who gets killed comes back as a zombie, right, on the show?
Glenn
didn't, because he got his head bashed in.
Right,
Abe got his head bashed in. But, like, Merle came back. Tyrese came back. Didn't they come back? I don't remember.
Somebody
we'd have
did.
To go back through, like, that'd be an interesting little thing to go through, too, is, like, who died and came back as
and
a zombie.
And reappeared, yeah. So, I just had a question. What if, I mean, just a thought, like, to me, wouldn't the ultimate end game of the show be to try to even the numbers worldwide or in their area even?
Okay,
with the
walkers? Only way that that's feasible is if they find some sort of military compound.
But what if they just like get the, Eugene to make ammo, and they do that full time with all the workers are now making ammunition, and there's like just a plethora of fucking bullets now, and it's no longer a thing where it's
okay,
like
maybe
a
clearing out their immediate area, but like and I'm not trying to start an argument, but
what,
like
no,
it just seems like it just seems unfeasible
fun?
To me. Like
no?
It doesn't seem like.
I guess I'm just looking for any reason for them to not just root
like
up
if they
in
found,
Alexandria.
Like if they hooked up with the army. You know, like if they found what's left of the military.
Yeah.
There has to be something like that somewhere.
Oh, I guarantee that somewhere in this world there's an underground bunker or something with
where the president or whoever made it like is still trying to
figure out
how to reestablish the American government per se mm-hmm. or whatever. You know,
I mean,
it has to be somewhere.
I don't know that we'll ever get that, damn it. I mean, we always
it's
do
not
that,
about but... that. See, like at that point it turns into a zombie movie. Right. At that point, it turns into every zombie movie ever made.
Right. If there's a solution.
The Dawn of the Dead, the yeah. Day of the Dead, the fucking Night of the Living Dead,
right.
The fucking
The Walking Dead.
What was the one with Brad Pitt? Stupid shit.
World War Z. Yeah.
You know, like those motherfuckers could run and climb and shit. Like.
Okay. Well, here's what people were saying on the Jay and Jack Facebook group. Jack says, I might be kicking The Walking Dead to the curb. I haven't watched last week's episode yet, and I'm not sure I want to.
Who said that?
Jack.
Oh, yeah?
And he said, somebody
oh, so
else.
No wonder they want to hand off the podcast to us.
Yeah,
like,
they
here, we don't even want to watch
yeah.
the show. Just
somebody said, I found myself paying more attention to Twitter jokes than the actual episode while it aired. I don't know if the show has lost me for good, but I don't have the same
like
level
of Twitter jokes?
Interest
like just sitting there listening to people live tweet about the show?
Yeah,
like,
just
fun
talking
of it as
shit.
It's going?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't do that, but that sounds interesting.
Right.
Okay.
But we'd have to be able to watch it live, which is one thing we've sacrificed by not having live TV. You know, not
okay.
having cable. But let's see. Somebody tagged me in the post. Appreciate
well,
that,
could,
Sherry.
Like, we could, but if we wanted to do something like that, we could promote it. Like, if we're watching Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that we're going to live tweet it.
And live
yeah.
tweet during Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. Like, that. I mean, we'd have to have listeners for that.
Somebody else says, I just fast forward through most of the episodes. I just don't think it's good. Daryl is an
fast
asshole.
Fast forward?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean fast forward? Like, just not listen to the dialogue?
Just yeah,
fucking...
just skim to see what happens overall instead of caring about the characters is what I'm assuming they're meaning. Like,
that's
it
not
says,
how to watch TV.
Says Daryl is an asshole, Rick is unexplainable, Carol is predictable. You know, I mean, like I said, people be hating on this show. They're not into it. I think the writers are trying to show that Daryl has had a change because of his incarceration under Negan. He has
Which
gone
wasn't
from a...
that, I mean, like, as far as things like how that bad it could have been, like... Dwight got his fucking face burned by an iron. Like,
yes,
Daryl didn't
what
go
Daryl
any
went
through that
right.
shit. Like, he got, like...
Somebody's replying to that comment, the unexplained, or Daryl's an asshole comment. He has gone from a man who goes out to scout and wants to bring people into their community to a person who wants to shoot and kill and not take a chance in trusting someone that is unknown to them. Not necessarily an asshole, but rather someone who has learned from experience and can't get beyond his experience at the moment.
He did that because of Dwight.
Right.
He's like that because of not just because of being incarcerated by Negan, being fucked over by Dwight. Like, he helped Dwight and was yeah. trying to help them and bring them into it, and Dwight totally fucked him over.
Yeah.
Like, that's where that comes from, not just because of his incarceration.
Yeah. And then the last comment is, this week was so, from Will Johnson, this week was so boring. I didn't think Negan could be boring. So, I mean, simple just difference of opinion there. I just enjoyed... I enjoyed this episode. It was good. Now, would it be? Is it as fun as if we were able to binge it? Probably not. I don't think this show is as good when you have to wait week to week rather than binge the whole season or the whole half season.
I've never really thought about it like that, but...
Imagine how much more satisfying it would be
if
you could just watch the
next episode.
It would
be so much better if we could binge it.
Yeah.
Yes, this is definitely a binge-worthy show. Game... Like, GOT, I don't fucking mind waiting week by week because of all the fucking
there's stuff
speculation,
to talk about.
Discussion.
Talk,
like,
now, we just
there
talked
is stuff
for a
to
while,
talk about.
But...
Like, there is. But, I mean, it's... I don't want to say it's boring.
I feel like
I don't want to agree with that comment.
I don't agree with that, but it's simply rudderless at the moment. It feels directionless. Like, it feels like it's meandering towards nothing. It feels like we're seeing stuff happen, and that's fine.
Like you said, like we're talking about, okay, you saw the helicopter. That's just the setup for the next fucking group of people that we have to contend with.
Potentially.
After Negan. So it's just.
But
it's
I don't think Negan goes away. I don't know. I mean, maybe he gets killed right away, or maybe Rick needs him to keep the people thinking that something, you know, I don't know. I don't know if there was a little bit of a
demonstration of Negan's power at the end, but his power, that whole I am Negan thing doesn't work.
It does not work.
With his presence not being here, with him thought to have been dead or
missing. Yeah, everybody's like, yeah, fuck this.
That shit started to break down awful quick without him.
Yeah.
So Rick would have to find some sort of way to keep people under his control. But as we've discussed on this podcast, all of Negan's people believe Rick is a fucking marauder, a fucking psychopath, murderer, you know what I mean?
That's how propaganda works.
Yeah.
So, yeah, leave comments, email us, TWD with Joel and Jeremy at gmail.com, or thisishowtowatchtv@gmail.com. Check out all the Jay and Jack stuff. Subscribe on YouTube. We do other podcasts, Game of Thrones, Chronologically Lost. We're just finishing up. We only have about 4 more episodes to go.
Wow, you guys are almost done with that, huh?
101 cool. episodes.
That's crazy.
We've done 97.
Wow.
So, I mean, we're thoroughly enjoying the epilogue.
That's got to be more than me and you have ever done.
I don't know. Yeah, I'd have to total them all up, but Game of Thrones since the end of season 3. Sons of Anarchy. Did you do any of the Sons of Anarchy?
I did half of it, I think.
I can't remember what else we did.
A few episodes of it. We did.
We did random ones. We did podcasts where we would just talk about a bunch of different shows for a while there. Remember?
But then there was like a main focus show where we had all the TV in the background with the different. That was cool, man. I thought that was.
That'll be at the new house when I get the new. If I ever build a house.
You'll end up building the house
when that happens. There will be a TV on the wall behind us again, but until then, like I said, subscribe, blah blah blah, check out the other shows on Comeuppance Network, Lost to Time, Chronologically Joel, if you want to check out any of that shit, and we will be back next week because this is how to watch TV. See you later. All these memories in my mind, my mind, my mind, my mind, my mind, my mind. I'm still a secret lemonade drinker.